just hoping we're going to get out.
Started,
yeah.
You
right.
What?
I'm just hoping we're going to get out.
Yeah. I think they ended up playing today. The fog lifted a bit.
Did they?
I think. It looks nice this afternoon.
The wind's going to pick up tomorrow. Okay.
Will it? All right, thank you.
Radio said heavy fog until 1 a.m.
Last day to go deer hunting.
Great. Will's on the 9:30 and I'm on the 2:30.
Yeah, it's a great day.
19th.
I love that I can always count on getting some bird feeders. I love that I can always count on getting some bird feeders. I love this little age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I guess it would be, she tries for noon on Wednesday or Thursday before the week before, so it'd be around then. Did you find it?
Oh, no.
Okay, I can't get online from here, so.
Oh, how come?
I don't have, I muted my, this one, and I'll put it on the city network. No touchy.
Yeah.
As a half?
She's a city hall mascot now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would buy one of them.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'd like to call the December 9th, 2019 regular meeting of the Gustavus City Council to order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Vanderzanden?
Here.
Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Clark?
Here.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Owens?
Here.
Here.
The member present, the quorum exists.
Okay. Next is, is our approval of minutes. We have two sets of minutes for approval. One is our November 12, 2019 general meeting minutes, and then our December 2nd, 2019 special meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve by meeting minutes from 11-12-19 and special meeting minutes from December 2nd, 19. And I need a second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Clark and seconded by Vice Mayor Cannamore to approve via unanimous consent the November 12, 2019 general meeting minutes and the December 2nd, 2019 special meeting minutes. Those minutes were previously distributed, and I think we've all had a chance to review them. Do any members of the public wish to offer any comments or additions, corrections to those minutes? Does not appear to be any corrections. Do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none. Without objections, this motion will be passed by unanimous consent. No objections. Okay, our minutes are approved. Next is our mayor's request for agenda changes. I don't have any, so our agenda is set. After unanimous consent, if I get unanimous consent for setting the agenda, looks like I do. Okay, next is our committee staff report from the city treasurer and the city administrator. I don't think Phoebe's here, but it's our standard financial statements. Just want to remind everybody to initial them on the way out tonight. I guess if anybody's got questions, Mr. Williams will probably cover them. Pretty early in the fiscal year, so. Next is our city administrator.
Good evening. We worked through most of the items at the work session. The only two stars there are changes in dates for upcoming meetings. Don't really have anything else to add. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to address those.
Questions for City Administrator.
Thank you.
Okay. Now's the time for a public comment on non-agenda items. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? I don't have anybody signed up, but I still ask. Okay. Next is our consent agenda. On the consent agenda today is another certificate of records destruction. We have this list of records destruction. Do any members of the public wish to have this item removed from the consent agenda? No. Okay. Do any council members wish to have any item removed from this item removed from the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to, by unanimous consent, for the certificate of records destruction as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilmember Warner, seconded by Vice Mayor Kennemore to adopt the consent agenda of records destruction by unanimous consent. Nothing was removed, so if there's unanimous consent, we will, this motion passes. Okay. All right, next one. These are ordinances for public hearing. These were all introduced last meeting, November 12th. We're just going to go over them one by one. The first one is FY2009-NCO CP19-04 Glacier Volunteer Fire Department closeout. Again, introduced November 12th. What this is the surplus from the purchase of the motorized power cot and that money going back into our capital improvement funds, ambulance capital improvement funds.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve ordinance FY20-09-NCO.
Does anybody in the public wish to provide testimony on this non-court ordinance? No. Okay. I already described the NCO. Now you can second motion.
Can I say it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve FY20-09 NCO CP1904, the fire department closeout.
Moved by Vice Mayor Cannamore, seconded by Mr. VanderZanen to approve, I better get this right, FY20-09 NCO CP19-04 Glacier Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department Gustavus Fire Department closeout, introduced November 12, 2019. Okay. Is there any discussion on this motion? Okay. No discussion. I'll call for the question. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember VanderZanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Mayor Kasabit?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. 7.
Okay, the next one is FY20-10 NCO, the Endowment Fund Grant Transfer, again introduced November 12, 2019. It is open for public hearing. This basically transfers the amount of money that we have available to our Endowment Fund checking account so that we can make the Endowment Fund grants here later today. Any members of the public wish to speak on this? That public hearing on that has ended. We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we adopt FY20-10 NCO Endowment Fund Grant Transfer.
I second it.
It was moved by Mr. VanderZanen and seconded by Mr. Clark that FY20-10 NCO Endowment Fund grants transfer be approved. Any discussion? I guess we're ready for the question.
Mayor Kasabit?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember VanderZanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Next one is FY20-11 NCO, FY19 surplus to AMLET reserve, introduced November 12, 2019. Basically, for the audience, what this does is our surplus capital from last year's operation, we're moving from our checking account into our AMLET reserve account, which earns a better interest rate and gets us better return on that money instead of our checking account. So, we are open for public testimony. Is there any member of the public wish to speak on this? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance FY20-11 NCO, an ordinance for the City of Gustavus providing for the amendment of city-held accounts in fiscal year 2020.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve FY20-11 NCO, FY19 surplus to AMLET reserve account. Is there any discussion? No discussion, so question.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Mayor Kasabit?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen? Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember VanderZanden?
Yes.
And Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, next on the agenda is, I wanted to take a minute here to recognize Kelly McLaughlin. She's in the audience tonight. As you know, I think it's pretty close to a one-year anniversary for the Gustavus PFAS Action Coalition. And myself on behalf of the council want to recognize you for the really hard work that you put in to helping us move through this issue that's concerned a lot of us. And I wanted to read there's a letter to Kelly thanking her for her service from us. There's also a certificate of appreciation. We'll probably want to get some pictures later. And then, of course, a little strawberry pin. But before I hand this all over to you, just on the record, I want to read this for the audience. And it's just a paragraph out of here. I'll just read this. So Kelly began a grassroots advocacy campaign to advocate about PFAS on behalf of all Gustavus residents and our environment. She created the Gustavus PFAS Action Coalition in November 2018 and later founded a larger statewide group, the Alaska PFAS Action Coalition. On May 10th, 2019, she testified before the House Resources Committee of the Alaska Legislature on behalf of protecting the health and environment of Gustavus residents. She organized a statewide PFAS summit in Gustavus in May 17th through 19th, 2019, with two participants from Juneau, Fairbanks, Dillingham, Anchorage, New Hampshire, and New York. And then there goes on to talk about all the goals of her summit. But just wanted to recognize her for the really hard work that she's done to bring this issue to the forefront of the state, us, and the feds, for that matter, and for helping us stay on top of this issue. And I hope that you will continue to work with us in the future. So I just wanted to thank you.
Get a picture of her holding the certificate.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
But that is the next thing, which is our endowment fund resolution for this year. We talked about this during the work session about this quite a money down there at the bottom on the now report needs to be resolved. So, let's see. Make sure I've got this right.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve.
Here's the numbers there.
Yeah, I got it.
Those you got them.
Move to approve resolution CY19-21 to award the endowment fund earnings for 2020 to the Gustavus Community Center in the amount of $42,797.52 and the Gustavus PFAS Action Coalition in the amount of $21,250.
Second it.
Did you get the numbers right?
No.
No.
Didn't
they? Did I switch them?
Yeah, you switched them.
Yeah.
So.
Give it
a shot again. There you go.
Is it wrong? Oh, it's wrong on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's wrong on my sheet. Okay.
We could double ours.
Okay. I'll just do it all over.
Yeah.
Okay, I move to approve resolution CY19-21 to award the endowment fund earnings for 2020 to the Gustavus Community Center in the amount of $21,547.52 and the Gustavus PFAS Action Coalition in the amount of $21,250. Okay.
Second.
Been moved by Vice Mayor Kennemore and seconded by Member Owen, that we approve resolution CY19 to award the endowment fund earnings as stated. Is there any public comment on this? Go ahead.
I just want to thank you
you all for funding this, especially for the coalition. I mentioned this to Kelly many, many months ago. I said, you need to put in for this because it's exactly what I think the endowment fund is designed to help with. And I want to thank all of you for funding this group and, of course, Community Center. So you'll probably end up having to do another one of these for Kelly next year, unfortunately, because it's going to be an ongoing battle. And what she has done in the last year is pretty phenomenal, because I've spoken to a lot of different people and they're involved with this situation. And a lot of times they're very well-known attorney that just deals with nothing but this all over the country, and said that we're very lucky to have her. She's what she's learned and what she continues to do is pretty good. So, thank you.
Any other public comment?
I just wanted to say that the process is really good. The revised, you know, way to go about doing it was really appreciated, and we thought it was a lot less painless. And hopefully it worked well for you guys too. But yeah, we appreciate all the effort you guys put into reviewing all of it and making it happen. And so, thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay. Now we are turned discussion to the table. So now it's on the table for discussion.
I would just like to commend Cheryl Cook, previous council member, for all the work that she put into actually trying to sort out that rewrite of the endowment fund process. So just wanted to say a word of appreciation for Cheryl.
And I am Joe.
I just had a question. Is there still or was there ever a rule about these endowment fund grants as to how many years in a row you can apply for that?
Right. It's 3 years in a row. And I think I might have covered it at the work session, but I guess I'll I might have not. But I know it was, I remember writing it somewhere. But, yeah, next year the Gustavus Community Center wouldn't be eligible under those guidelines because they had received the 3 years in a row.
So,
yeah, it's still in effect, but it won't affect until next cycle.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. I just wanted to thank Kelly as well and the PFAS Coalition as well. You've helped us keep on top of the state, especially on all this, and you helped us identify the right, I don't know, pressure points, I guess, at times, the right letters too. Sometimes we didn't get the best response. We keep plugging along, and hopefully you can help us continue to hit the right pressure points and ask the right questions.
We have another
to
the
right
letter
people.
From
the sun. Okay. Okay. Anyway, we do really appreciate it, and on the subject of what this endowment fund is for, and Tim really hit it on the head, and that's, you know, community building, and there's nothing like community building. I mean, what you're doing is keeping our community still together, so it's even more than that. So I commend you and really thank you for all your hard work. I guess that's off the subject of this. I guess any more comments, questions? Okay. I guess we're ready for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Kenemore?
Yes.
Mayor Cassidy?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, the next one is my favorite one. All the ones we do every year, this is my favorite one. I don't know why. Okay.
You need to get out more. Really.
You just like the title.
Yeah, I do. I'm a fish squeezer, I guess. Okay. CY19-22, it's a resolution for the shared fisheries business tax for fiscal year 20.
Mr. Mayor, may I make a motion to approve resolution CY19-22, shared fisheries business tax for FY20.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Warner, and seconded by Vice Mayor Cannamore to approve CY19-22, the shared fisheries business tax for FY20. And this is where I get to kick out of it because I get to explain it. And this is how the state splits up the fisheries taxes from Northern Southeast Alaska's Fisheries Management Area 17. And so all the communities have to agree to this distribution of the shared fisheries taxes. So, any questions or comments from the public on this? Any questions or comments from the council on this? No. So we will have another roll call vote.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Cassatet?
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, the next is another resolution, CY19-21, updating our marine facilities user fees. 23, updating the marine facilities user fees. I guess I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we adopt CY19-23. Or updating the marine facility user fees.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Van Zandt, and seconded by Ms. Warner to approve CY19-20 23 updating the marine facilities user fees. For the public, I just want to describe this a little bit here. The basic change on this is that we're waiving our landing fees for the barge landing in the small boat harbor for the period January 1st to July 1st of 2020 to basically help us because of the lapse in Alaska Marine Highway Ferry Service that we're going to be having through the winter, and recognizing that a lot more stuff is going to be having to be coming in by landing craft, and we don't want to have unnecessary costs gone on to our consumers here in town. So that's what we're doing. Any public comment on that? Any council comment? No? I guess we're ready for a roll call on that as well.
Mayor Cassatet?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay. And here's our last new business for the day, or for the evening, is another resolution, calendar year CY19-24, our local hazard mitigation plan.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve resolution CY19-24, local hazard mitigation plan. Need a second.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Clark and seconded by Ms. Owens to approve CY19-24, local hazard mitigation plan. Again, for the folks in the audience, this has kind of been a long time coming. We've been wanting local hazard mitigation plan completed for a while. I know Travis worked really hard on trying to get the contractors and all to get this completed. We finally got it completed. There's probably still a little more of work that'll need to be done on it, but what we need to do is adopt it now so that FEMA can approve it and from there we can start getting some FEMA money to address some severe issues, flooding issues, wind issues, that kind of stuff here in town. Means a lot for what we can do with our roads, I think. So anyway, that's what's up there. This is the first step in hopefully getting some FEMA money. Any public comment on this resolution? Any comment from the council? Okay, we're ready for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Cassifet?
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
On to city council reports. Any city council members wish to make any reports? Okay. And I'm going to do my mayor's report now, I guess. I was proud of myself. It's actually got into the written materials beforehand, so hopefully that showed me to read it. I won't go into much of this, except I did want to talk about, I did hear back from DOT regarding their shack building, whatever, that's down near the school there, across the road from the school. I think that's been a, folks have been concerned about that for quite a while, and I sent a letter to them asking about the status of that, and I heard back from them. I guess it's on the next page, actually, that letter. Somewhere in there. DOT regarding the dilapidated state of the DOT PS storage building. Yeah. So I did hear back from them. They found some money in their budget for this year. They have to do a hazardous material survey before they can do anything more. But if it passes that hazardous material survey, then they have enough funding to basically raise the building and put something up in its place for their storage. So that's really good news. And they said if their hazard materials survey comes back with something bad, then they may have to go back to the legislature for more funding. And I said, well, let us know. We'll make sure we talk to the right people to get you that. So it's on their list, and they're going to do something about it. So that's about the only thing that I had to add to that. Is I did hear back from them. They're going to do something about it.
Okay. Is this the building that was tested for asbestos and lead paint?
Yeah, apparently somewhere back in the past it was tested. When I talked to the guy, and it's in the letter, I didn't find any asbestos. And they thought there might be, I think there might have been some lead paint in there, I'm not sure. Maybe they had some lead paint. But the letter of the past results are there in what he sent to me in the reading file. He seems to think they can take care of it this summer.
They will put something up if they have the money?
Well, he said they have money to take it down and put something in its place because I think they still have a need for storage there. So. Yeah.
Is that structure also where the AFFF is being stored? I didn't see any mention of that in the response letter.
No. Okay. It should be all out. They should have taken it all out by now.
Well, they don't have any on site anymore, but it was all stored in a different building.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you for pushing this forward. We've been wanting to get rid of that since we first became a city. They dragged their feet when we asked them before, so congratulations on being successful.
Well, I don't know. I think
maybe get it done before it falls down.
I don't know. I was talking earlier about pressure points. I don't know. I think maybe we just hit the right pressure point. I don't know.
And even the, you know, if they've got some lead or chromium paint in that building, it shouldn't be too big a deal because it's on plywood and they can just take the whole sheet of plywood off. So it shouldn't be any big abatement problem, I don't think.
Okay. Any other, any other city council questions or comments? This is a time for public comment on non-agenda items, so if anybody wants to speak. Okay. If there's no further business, this meeting stands adjourned.
All the mistakes and everything. What is it?
It's
filling.
That's marzipan.
Yeah.
It's good.
Deposits to trust accounts.
What's that?
Oh, yeah,
where do I find
it? Yeah. Down here. She sent me these little pigs, Marzipan.
Oh, funny.
I love all the different. I said you had your raw pickles here.